My name is Kevin Black. I'm Insect Plant Disease Technical Manager for Growmark.
Well, that encompasses a lot of territory, but specifically today we're going to talk a little bit about the application of fungicides and some of the insecticides, micronutrients, that kind of thing that that growers are looking at. There's been a lot of growth in this area in the last decade, I'd say, and especially when it comes to the application of fungicides and determining when the best time is to apply them and whether to use them at all. So one of the things, especially where corn growers are concerned, is the application of fungicides either at the V5 stage or at the VT stage. What have you seen regarding that and comparing the application at those stages of growth in the corn plant?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right, Cindy, that this has been it has been a growth area. And when you look at this historically, there was a time not that long ago when to consider applying fungicide post-emergence to corn or soybeans was just really almost unheard of. And so now here we are with this being kind of a growth market. A lot of people are asking the same questions. What is going on here and what's good about this? The products have been one of the big watershed changes in this whole market. You know, we now have the strobilurin class of fungicides, and because they not only have activity against fungi, but they also seem to have some growth regulation effects, we've seen some remarkable results in the field. You know, back to your question about what we've seen long-term between the VT and the V5 timing for fungicide application. In general, if you really wanted to overgeneralize on this issue, I could say that probably when you look at the total benefits from fungicide, about two-thirds of that comes from a VT application, about one-third from a V5 application. Further, I can say that there's a level of consistency as well, that the VT or R1 timing of application typically is much more consistent in providing returns than is the V5 application.
So is there a lot of research being done in this area, especially, you know, the kind of thing that we use in pursuit of maximum yields, for example? Are they doing a lot of on-farm research regarding the use of fungicides and different timing in that?
Well, you know, a number of people have looked at this, and they've looked at fungicides in combinations with other products and things like that. You know, there is some university research, applied research being done, or demonstration work. And so we're seeing some of those results, but there is a great deal of work being done by individuals such as our crop specialists who are doing controlled environment field trials. Basically, we call it on-farm discovery or, as you had mentioned, pursuit of maximum yield. So that's where most of the information is coming from right now.
Let's also talk about tank mixing and the value of using like a combination of fungicide, insecticide, and micronutrients in tank mixing. Are you seeing a value to that?
You know, it's a little difficult to answer that, so let me qualify it a little bit. I tend to be very much a purist in how we deal with these products. It's my nature to not want to see excessive use of things unless we have a good understanding of how they're going to work and whether they're going to give us a benefit. So having said that, when you start talking about mixing a soup of things that might include a fungicide, an insecticide, a micronutrient, I'm not inherently opposed to it. But my question always is, Mr. Farmer or Mr. Crop Specialist or whoever is doing this, do you have a good basis of understanding and do you have good reason for what you're doing? If in fact there are good reasons for it, then you're probably going to see good results and everybody's going to be happy. But if we start to get to the point where we're just mixing up these soups and saying, well, there's got to be something in there that's good, then I'm afraid that I have to part company because I really don't see long-term value for that practice.
And it seems like there's so many factors that you have to take into consideration, most importantly being the weather, and that application of fungicides in particular, but pretty much anything, will be dependent on the conditions in a particular season.
Well, that's absolutely right. You know, it's a very astute observation that weather ultimately is probably going to be the primary controlling factor for much of what we do, but specifically for many of these foliar applications. And how it impacts fungicides is twofold. It can impact the presence of diseases, and certainly we have found consistently that if we wait and apply fungicides where we have diseases, that we're going to get a much better return. The other side of that is, of course, if it's a difficult pathogen to wait for, then the recommendation is certainly to do everything you can to predict it. And again, that comes back to environment. So weather ultimately is the controlling factor. And then of course, the way it affects the pathogen. We know that there are certain weather conditions that, for example, are going to benefit pathogens like gray leaf spot. So ultimately, what it comes down to is a responsible stewardship of these products means that we're being selective and we're applying them where they're going to likely have the most benefit. That's really kind of where I settle in, really, in my recommendations.
Well, now that's a really good point. I'm glad you brought that up, because this, for the Precision Pays website, one of the things that we're really talking about here is not just efficiency as far as farming is concerned and making sure that you make more money. It's also being efficient with your inputs to make sure that you're being a good steward of the land and our natural resources, as well as being a good steward of your own financial resources.
And, one of the things that we've done to that end is that we've had a number of training meetings in front of our crop specialists, and one of the things that I've consistently pointed out is that there are certain risk factors that consistently will increase your odds of getting a good, strong return from fungicides, for example. And certainly the presence of a pest is one of those. But also having a corn hybrid that is responsive, because not all corn hybrids seem to be very responsive to fungicides. So having a responsive hybrid is important. Having a favorable environment is important. Having a history of disease is important. Certainly we know that if you plant corn on corn, that's a risk factor. If you plant corn on corn and the residue stays on the soil surface and no-till, that's a risk factor. But if the grower or the crop specialist will just simply look at those, he can say, well, yeah, I think in this case, this product is going to pay. And we have similar approach for use of insecticides, and I guess you could say also micronutrients. So I'm one of those individuals that really comes down on the side of being very responsible and trying to increase the odds that the product is ultimately going to work.
Well, as far as GrowMark is concerned, you mentioned your crop specialist a couple of times, and I think that that's really important when you've got so many choices out there that a farmer should be able to consult with somebody. Ultimately, it's going to be his or her decision, but it's always good to have someone who has maybe a broader viewpoint and can bring other ideas to them. So how does GrowMark help out there for their members to provide that type of information for growers out there?
Well, we're all about transfer of information, and as I'd mentioned a little bit earlier, we do a number of face-to-face meetings with our crop specialists where we discuss some of these topics that are really considered to be of current interest. You could even call them hot topics. We have webinars that we offer periodically that we use to help train these individuals. I personally and my other associates in the agronomy services area will frequently go to the field and work directly with crop specialists or member company people to help them. And so we take a multi-pronged approach to this, and ultimately our goal is to make sure that our crop specialists are among the best trained in the industry.
Thank you very much. That's Kevin Black, Insect Plant Disease Technical Manager for GrowMark. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.